Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A prominent Boston criminal defense attorney is free on bond this morning after appearing in federal court in Boston yesterday on charges that he laundered drug money. WBUR's Deborah Becker has details.
Federal Drug Enforcement agents arrested Robert George at his Westwood home yesterday and brought him handcuffed to court. Quite a role reversal for this veteran defense attorney known for taking on tough, high-profile cases, sometimes representing police officers, sometimes organized crime figures. He's also known for his advocacy for indigent defendants, such as William Bennett, the man falsely accused in the 1988 Carol Stewart murder case, and Christopher McCowan, who was convicted of killing fashion writer Krista Worthington in Truro. George's attorney, Rosemary Scarpiccio, called the situation surreal.
He was awoken from his house early this morning. He was arrested, put in handcuffs, and brought to the federal courthouse and charged with a very serious crime. Of course, it's a difficult day for him.
Wearing a navy blue golf shirt and jeans and smiling at those in the audience he knew, George was obviously comfortable in court. At one point, he whispered to the DEA agents who escorted him in, "I know you're just doing your job." But the 13-page complaint against George is nothing to smile about. It alleges that when George ran into one of his former clients at a shopping mall 2 years ago, he offered to help clean hundreds of thousands of the former client's drug money for a fee. Unbeknownst to George, the former client was working as a government informant. George's attorney, Rosemary Scarpiccio, questioned the use of a paid informant with a criminal background.
I think it's outrageous that the government spends their money hiring someone who's already committed a crime to come and set up Mr. George in this case and not even look at a letter of reprimand for anyone who knowingly uses information to put innocent people in jail.
Scarpiccio, who didn't let George comment yesterday, said he denies all of the charges. She also accused the government of going after criminal defense attorneys, although she said she wasn't sure why.
I don't know what the government's motivation is here. I know that Mr. George is an attorney with 30 years of an impeccable record, He represents people who are charged with very serious crimes, and he does a very good job at it. And I'm sure that the government's not happy with the job that he does.
Several defense attorneys came into the courtroom yesterday to embrace George and offer support. Randy Chapman, former president of the Massachusetts Association of Criminal Defense Attorneys, said the news of George's arrest spread quickly through the legal community.
Shock and dismay would be the best way to describe the reaction from the defense lawyers that I've spoken to.
Scarpiccio and Brockton attorney Kevin Reddington will both represent George, who's due back in court next month. If convicted, George faces up to 20 years in prison and hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines. For WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.